in our Old Testament scripture, Joanne's going to read, is out of Proverbs. You're falling behind.
Falling behind.
That's okay.
Sure.
That's why it takes two of us.
That's the truth.
One falling behind, the other is there to encourage you and help you back up.
Entertain the gaps.
That's right.
Fill these gaps for your entertainment. Okay, so we are in Proverbs 25:1-14. Almost there. There are more Proverbs of Solomon collected by the advisors of King
Hezekiah,
thank you, of Judah. It is God's privilege to conceal things and the king's privilege to discover them. No one can comprehend the height of heaven, the depth of the earth, for all that goes in, all goes on in the king's mind. Remove the impurities from silver, and the sterling will be ready for the silversmith. Remove the wicked from the king's court, and his reign will be made secure by justice. Don't demand an audience with the king, or push for a place among the great. It's better to wait for an invitation to the head of the table than to be sent away in public disgrace. Just because you've seen something, don't be in a hurry to go to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor deals you a shameful defeat? When arguing with your neighbor, don't betray another person's secret. Others may accuse you of gossip, and you will never regain your good reputation. Timely advice is lovely, like golden apples in a silver basket. To one who listens, valid criticism is like a gold earring or other gold jewelry. Trustworthy messengers refresh like snow in the summer. They revive the spirit of their employer. A person who promises a gift but doesn't give it is like clouds and wind that bring no rain. Patience can persuade a prince, and soft speech can break bones.
Hallelujah. Thank you, ma'am.